Well, folks, as I record this, it is Rail Safety Week going on across not just Missouri, but the United States. And the U.S. Department of Transportation has a Federal Railroad Administration. It's called the FRA. And they've announced a number of competitive grants to upgrade U.S. rail infrastructure and also to enhance rail safety in communities across Missouri. And there's a huge project, about a almost $10.3 million grant that'll be used for improvements along Highway 60 and the Burlington Northern Southern Freight Railroad in Webster County, Missouri. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about this is Quentin Kendall. He's the Deputy Administrator of the FRA. Quentin, appreciate your time. Let's begin with this project, and then we'll get into Rail Safety Week and the other things you're talking about. But this project is huge. Looking at, and I've driven through there, it's been a number of years ago, but that is a massive area in terms of, there's a number of areas where the road and the rails are very close.
You're absolutely right, Brian. This is a critical rail safety project along US 60 in southwest Missouri, and we're very, very excited to announce over $10 million going to the MoDOT. So this is a very, very busy transportation corridor. Every day, 20,000 cars travel US 60 in the area. And along the right-of-way, there are 30 BNSF trains, give or take, traversing every day. But there are some serious safety issues. Along that 22-mile stretch, there are 49 road intersections and 26 road and rail crossings. And in some places, as you mentioned, the rail line is only 65 feet from the highway. And the data, I think, points to the fact that there are safety concerns here. Since 2012, there have been over 600 highway crashes, sadly, which include 38 serious injuries and 17 deaths. And since 1975, there have been 44 incidents where cars and trains have collided, resulting in 15 injuries and 15 unnecessary fatalities.
Those numbers are staggering. And Quentin, just to clarify, are those numbers that you just gave, are they from that area? Are they statewide? Are they from that specific area we're talking about?
No, Brian, from along the 22-mile stretch that was studied. Last year, Webster County, recognizing the safety concerns, commissioned a study to address what is a top regional transportation safety priority. And they held 12 public listening sessions to hear the concerns of residents, businesses, and local government. And at the end, 72% of the people supported this plan that the Trump administration is funding today.
Well, it's huge, and the numbers are staggering. It really is, and I did not realize. Again, it's been a little while, and that's why I'm so glad we have a chance to chat with you and also look at this picture, because those numbers are staggering in terms of the injuries, and it shows, again, that this has been going on for years. So the Trump administration awards this grant. Do you have a sense, sir, of when the work could begin in the Diggins area and also along this 22-mile area?
Yes, so the ultimate plan here that the study revealed is to reduce the number of opportunities for collisions between cars and cars and trains. So with these funds, MoDOT plans on closing 8 highway intersections and 9 highway rail crossings, as well as rebuilding an elevated Highway A to cross the railroad tracks and the highway just west of Diggins. So this is only the first phase of a master plan. Ultimately, the goal is to close or upgrade 23 highway rail crossings and upgrade US 60 to a limited access freeway with 8 road interchanges, 6 rail overpasses, and a 25-mile outer road system to maintain the local connectivity. And the project is exciting because it's a true public-private partnership. Besides FRA's funding, there are contributions from the Federal Highway Administration, MoDOT, Webster County, and BNSF Railroad.
And am I correct on that? Is that Burlington Northern Southern Freight? Am I right? I'm going off of my years working in Moberly, and let's say change the name.
There have been so many consolidations. Yeah. Burlington Northern Santa Fe.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
But now they go by by BNSF.
Absolutely. That makes sense. But yes, that's exactly right. And I remember when it was just Burlington Northern, no doubt about that. One final question on the project, then we'll ask about the rail safety in general. Are you hearing when the work would begin to do all this work? That's a massive project. We're talking huge.
Absolutely right, and it's therefore it's important that it's done right. So MoDOT and all the partners are going through a planning and environmental policy process to make sure that what they're doing provides the greatest safety benefits with the least impact to the environment and the local community. So the expectation is that work will go on for a couple years after the grant is issued, and potentially the work actually starting in 2023 or 2024.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that. Final question, and it's probably worth a mention here, and then we'll be done. But as we talked off air, for the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 years, it might be, I can't quite remember because my birthday is right around this time. And it's every year at this time, sir, I have ridden with the Operation Lifesaver Missouri in Jeff City, in parts of Jeff City, and also with Union Pacific. Well, we can't do it this year because of the COVID, and I completely understand that. But it's a huge issue. I saw so many near misses. Like 1 year, thank goodness, there was hardly anything. And then 1 year, I saw several very, very close near misses. It's an important issue. This is still going on. Rail Safety Week is still happening, and you're trying to raise awareness of it.
Absolutely. Operation Lifesaver, which is a nonprofit group responsible for the week, has had to shift, as we all have, and there's a virtual outreach effort. And what they're trying to do is raise awareness to prevent the 2,100 injuries and deaths that needlessly occur around railroad tracks every year. It's a North American effort, so they're partnering with Operation Lifesaver Mexico and Operation Lifesaver Canada. This is critical work, and we appreciate your personal involvement in it. And if people want to know more, they can go to www.oli.org.
Yeah, absolutely, which has a ton of information. There's photos on there as well. Sir, I appreciate, again, this is Quentin Kendall, who's the Deputy Administrator, Federal Railroad Administration in Washington. Anything you'd like to add about what's happening or this project in Southwest Missouri, feel free. It is huge, to say the least.
Well, you opened up talking about national efforts, and the announcements, while this was a very critical safety project for Southwest Missouri, the scope of this announcement goes nationwide. The Trump administration provided $320 million in funding across America for rail infrastructure and safety improvements. As the president says all the time, infrastructure is the backbone of our nation's economy, and it's a key to us remaining competitive. So this infrastructure investment will support 50 rail projects in 29 states, a lot of them for safety-oriented, but a lot of them also to spur economic growth. And since 2017, this administration, through the Department of Transportation, led by Secretary Elaine Chao, has invested $1.2 billion in America's rail infrastructure.